I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors.
Don Fierstead here with some additional outdoor information. Well, the Isaac Wantleg results showed that the largest walleye first hour went to David Redland, 5.48 pounds. Second place, Jackie Bublitz. Largest walleye second hour, Nick Schultz, 2.39 pounds. Steve Arbogast in second place. Third hour, Chris Ringler, 1.57, David Redland second. In the last hour, Tim Waslow, 6.67 pound walleye, Eric Rice second. Largest crappie was David Snow. Largest perch, Jake Anderson. For Northern, Cole Sear. Largest bass, Steve Schweitzer. And largest perch for youth division, Bailey Singray. And the cash winners, $100 cash winners, the drawings, Dan Pash, Connor Mark, Griffin Muller, and Jackie Beutler. Well, the Governor's Games is coming up on Lake Ponset January 21st and 22nd. They'll be on the west side of Lake Ponset, Pier 81 Resort. Saturday's safety course, free chili, kids' kitty cat races, vintage snowmobile show, and a lot more. Sunday's the Big Pounders Big Bucks Poker Run, guaranteed $2,000 first place. For more information, you can get a hold of Trace at 203-1594. South Dakota Trappers will have the third annual ice fishing tournament Saturday, January 28th on Indian Springs. It's $20 entry fee, some good cash prizes for walleye limits, perch limit, largest walleye and perch. If you want some more information on that, you can get a hold of John Guest and call him at 532-5812. John at 532-5812. Also that day is the Fishing for Miracles Network on Lake Ponset, and there are still tickets available for that for Friday, January 27th through Saturday, January 28th. Then we have a couple tournaments on February 4th. It's a Grass Lake's 20th annual tournament on Dry Lake and Grass Lake. And also February 4th, the Henry Fish Palooza, and that'll be on Long Lake. We'll give you more information on those as we get closer. And Knights of Columbus will have their first annual tournament fishing on Enemy Swim February 11th from 10 to 3. More information on all those as tournament time nears. For the Outdoor Show, I'm Don Fierstead. Well, now we head up to the Webster offices of Game Fish and Parks. Biologist Brian Blackwell. And Brian, I suppose Bitter and Wabe are getting the bulk of the pressure.
Yeah, they continue to be our top lakes as far as people going to them. You know, the bite's been good for some people on them, and then others have struggled. Sounds like the deeper you are, the better the fishing's been. This week, anyway, I think the week before it was shallower for the perch, anyway, on Bitter. But, yeah, they're still catching. If you find them, you'll catch decent numbers of perch on both waters as well as some walleyes mixed in.
Is that pressure on Bitter starting to spread out or still in that northeast kind of big bay of the lake?
Yeah, most of it's still on that northeast part of the lake. But, yeah, I think, you know, as people with the ice thicker now, we'll start seeing a little bit more movement towards other places on that water, as well as, I think, over in that, oh, it'll be in the west side but where the ramp is in that area down there, there's fair amount of pressure right now too.
It seems like on Wabe those fish always transition from that north and northeast part down to the south of that island all the way into that, is it Denholm Bay area?
Right. Yep, that's what the traditional pattern has been. I think still most of them are, people are fishing that north part of the lake, but there are a few shacks straight out from the Canego access. Was down by the Denholm Bay area yesterday and didn't see any shacks, you know, real close to in the bay there, but you could see them further out, more like in that Canego area.
Blue dog, pickerel, antelope, reets, horseshoe, any word out of any of those bodies of water?
Reets, there's been a little bit of activity on there, mainly in the evenings. I would guess they're targeting walleyes in the evening. Enemy Swim, sounds like they're starting to get a few bluegills. Probably a lot of smaller fish mixed in. But yeah, they are starting to catch a few bluegills, I think. With the better ice now, people are more apt to be going out on Enemy. Pickerel's had a little bit of activity, but just haven't heard of much being caught up there. You know, just most people. people still continue to, like we said, go to Bitter and Wabe. Just haven't seen a whole lot of pressure on any other waters yet.
Was your offices in Webster or the Blue Dog Hatchery affected by power outage?
Webster was not, and I guess I never heard that Blue Dog was out. I'm assuming they weren't, because since we didn't hear anything. They do have a backup generator at Blue Dog, so if they did have power loss, they'd still be able to keep their pumps working with that backup generator.
Anything for just Opitz up north of Lynn Lake or anything else in Marshall, have you heard?
South Buffalo, there's been some activity, as well as I think North Buffalo's had a little bit of activity. Sounds like at times some bluegills being caught. Clear Lake, nothing. We were trying to creel that and just basically haven't seen any pressure on that lake at all this year. So we're going to actually move our creel starting this month of January over to South Buffalo so we can get some estimates on bluegill harvest over there.
On your travels to and from Webster, are you seeing fishing pressure on Swan, Dry, or Grass Lake?
Every once in a while, I'll see somebody on Swan. Very rare, though. We just aren't seeing much there. Dry Lake, you know, handful of people each night has been pretty common, and Dry Lake's been pretty busy. And from what I'm hearing, you know, they're catching good numbers of fish out there. A lot of those are about 13-inch walleyes. You put some time, and you might get up to some 15-inchers in there, and a few perch mixed in. But sounds like the water is really clear, so that bite tends to be more of a right at sundown bite.
Brian Blackwell, Webster Game Fish and Parks. Thank you. Well, now on the phone is Doug Fries with the Children's Miracle Network Tournament, and that's coming up, Fishing for Miracles, a 24-hour tournament, Friday, January 27th, 3 p.m. It starts through Saturday at 3 p.m. A lot of nice prizes. And first of all, Doug, how are you setting on ticket sales?
You know, thanks for having us on, Don. We appreciate it, and ticket sales are strong. I urge the folks to get in touch with Corey or myself, or stop in at any of the ticket locations. We're limited to the 199 participants, and we strongly feel that we're going to reach that point here within the next week to 10 days. So if you're thinking about joining the tournaments, you have to get a hold of us. You have to get that ticket, because like I said, we are limited to 199 entries for the tournament.
Had a gentleman stop in for three tickets this morning at the radio station early.
That's fantastic.
What, as far as everything else, are you setting good? Do you need any help with anything?
No, you know what? We're anxiously awaiting the tournament. It's going to be a great time. It's our third annual tournament on Lake Ponset. And like you said, it's January 27th and 28th. It goes from 3 to 3. It's a 24-hour tournament. It's kind of unique. I think it's the only 24-hour tournament around. So we kind of set it up that way. To cater to the guys that got the nice ice castles or the lodges or the permanent shacks that can go out there, fish all night, have a good time. We want to raise a bunch of money for the CMN. But also on the flip side of that, you have plenty of time to just show up on Saturday morning, do a lot of fishing, and get your fish weighed in over at the Lake Region Golf Course on Lake Ponset. Now, weigh in is Saturday from 9 to 4, so you have plenty of time to get out there, catch a bunch of fish and bring them over and win a bunch of great prizes. We had close to 140 participants last year, and like I said, I know we're going to reach that 199 mark this year. And of those 140, probably half of them stayed overnight, and the other half fished just Saturday. And the prizes were split. You know, a couple prizes went to the guys that were there all night. A couple prizes went to those that showed up Saturday. So just because it says an all-night tournament, don't think it's just an all-night. You can still show up and fish the day. And like I said, win a bunch of prizes. We have five different classes that we're giving away this year.
Well, Doug Fries, thanks for the good info, and good luck with your tournament.
Don.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
Now we travel up to the offices of Game, Fish, and Parks in Watertown. Bryce McVicker, Conservation Officer. And right here around Watertown, the 3-4 lakes are the... giving up fish once in a while, at least?
Yeah, both Pelican and Compesca have been pretty good fisheries so far. Compesca's maybe been a little bit better as far as being able to catch more fish. Mixed bag, crappie, perch, and some nice walleye. There was a tournament there last weekend that the Isaac Walton Club put on, and they caught some nice fish out of there, a couple walleye over 5 pounds. That's pretty unheard of when it comes to tournament fishing on Kempeska. So that's positive. Pelican, the east side, by the city access there, been a little bit of fishing activity in the late evenings from about 4:30 to 5:30, and seems like guys are picking up a walleye here and there as well. So pretty good fishing opportunity right close to town.
And as far as Goose Lake, maybe Spotty, hasn't really taken off to, I don't think, anybody's success early yet this year.
No, Goose Lake hasn't. It's been about probably the third winter in a row that Goose Lake has really frustrated a lot of anglers. It's been tough to find any fish out there. We know they're in there because they bite so well in the spring and throughout the summer, but winter fishing on Goose Lake has been awfully tough, and we're continuing that trend this year.
Have you had any moves over to Lake Ponset or Indian Springs in the other direction?
Yeah, we've been down to Lake Ponset quite a bit. I'm still waiting for that bite to pick up. Been pretty quiet down there. Still quite a bit of fishing activity, but as far as anglers catching fish, that's been pretty few and far between. Dry Lake number two, down by Willow Lake over in Clark County. Been some pretty good fishing there. Guys are mostly catching perch. Not limits or anything like that, but very quality perch. Some mixed in walleye in the 14 to 16 inch range. Haven't heard anything about Indian Springs. Reed Lake has had quite a few fishermen on it in Clark County and picking up some walleye there. But a large majority of our traffic has been going north to Day County. Bitter Lake and Wabe Lake have been pretty popular, and they've both been giving up some fish.
Clear Lake down by Thomas, any fishing pressure to your knowledge?
No, nothing going on there yet. Maybe a shack or two on the weekends, but very, very few fish being caught, if anything.
And then a little bit on Long Lake, and then, of course, Dry Lake and Grass Lake still has fishermen, I think, about every day.
Yeah, Long Lake and Blythe Slough over there, along with Stink, they've all three been pretty slow for us. Dry Lake by Florence has been excellent. Everybody that's there seems to be catching some walleye. A few of them are over the 20-inch mark, but for the most part, they're in that 14, 15, maybe a 16-inch range. And there's some perch mixed in there, too. And if you do catch a perch, they're really quality fish. They just kind of seem to be a little scattered.
But Grass Lake, the fish are going to start to be stressed here pretty soon with the lack of water, I imagine.
Yeah, we're thinking so. I talked to the fisheries biologist out of Webster yesterday about what they wanted to do with that, and they thought by the time that they'd be able to take any rule change action for Grass Lake that it would probably be froze, and we don't think that the bite in there is good enough to make much of a biological impact yet. So we're just kind of going to let nature take its course, and if it lasts through the winter, then we got really lucky. But the way it's looking right now, it's probably not going to last a whole lot longer.
Bryce McVicker, the Watertown Office of Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you. Now on the phone we have Dave Lucchese, biologist out of the Sioux Falls and Brookings Game, Fish, and Parks offices. And Dave, from Brookings down south, a few lakes giving up fish or maybe consistent at all?
Yeah, we've got some pretty good fishing around the region right now. Probably one of the best has been Lake Sinai, and most of it's been crappies. Those crappies are a little bit bigger this year, 10 inches, 10 maybe to 11 inches long. And you can either fish them at dark and after dark, or I've also heard of a really good bite early in the morning, like get there about 3 o'clock in the morning and fish them till sun up. They're fishing them out deep in about 30 feet of water. But I've heard of quite a few limits of nice crappies coming off that lake. Lake Whitewood's kind of hit and miss. The last report I got was that the better fishing is southwest of that old railroad grade there, that little southwest bay there, that they're picking up some perch there. The rest of the lake has been kind of slow. So if you hit it right, it sounds like you're catching some nice fish there, nice perch, but not everybody's catching fish. Haven't really heard much out of Thompson lately. Also, Jeff Brendler, the CEO here in Brookings, provided us with a report recently, and he said the Oakwood lakes were slow. Sounds like they're getting some decent perch out of Brush Lake. East and West 81 have been pretty slow. And then a lake that we haven't talked about much recently, Oak Lake, which would be up northeast of White. That lake's been producing some perch. Sounds like it's a mix of small and keeper-sized fish, so you have to do some sorting. But also, it's producing some walleyes. And we did see a pretty good lake survey up there this summer, so we thought we might get a bite up there. Further south in the region, have not heard much about the Madison Lakes. Last I heard, Madison was yielding a few walleyes. South of that, South Island Lake, it's one of the lakes we stocked fairly heavily. Down in northern Minnehaha County, heard they're getting some perch out there and a few nice bigger walleyes on that lake. So that might be one to try. Scott Lake was out there in Creel about a week and a half ago, and they were picking up a few fish, but overall pretty slow.
A lot of fishermen heading to Ponset. I hear it's kind of a struggle there this winter so far.
You know, I think that was the initial. A lot of people headed up there right away, and I think they caught some fish. But I think they're starting to fish other waters now.
Well, Dave Lucchese out of the Brookings Sioux Falls Game Fish and Parks offices. Thank you. Well, now we head out north of Pier to the Sheehan Waterfall Unit with the Game Fish and Parks' Tim Withers. And even with the snow and cold weather, still a lot of waterfall out in the Pier area?
Yeah, you know, I guess over the last week, with the snow, it wasn't as cold as it has been now this week. But guys have been doing pretty good. Birds are, they got to search for some food. We got quite a bit of snow. Nothing like, you get north of us, even to Mobridge, there's significantly more snow. Guys are still getting birds. They did do a aerial survey. I'm not sure what day they'll get that posted, but they did do a flight here in the Pier area. They were able to get in the air for a little while, kind of in between the steam coming off of the reservoir and everything. So I guess we'll see what that shows. But there's still quite a few birds around.
Well, I know there's open water up above the dam for quite a ways until that starts freezing, but as far as the birds, they need the food. Are there still fields available and stretched out in different directions where they can still feed?
That's one thing around here. These birds have found a lot of these hunting camps that have, or pheasant hunting, they have a lot of food plots that as birds have, they've found them, and that's really helping, kind of congregates them in small areas, but at least they're able to get to some food. The sunflower fields and the bean fields, with our snow we did get, those have, a lot of that's cleared up, and it doesn't take much for them to get down to the ground and find a little food.
How about south up here in the pocket, even with the ice, is there birds way down anymore?
Last I'd heard, just before this cold snap, they get down east of Pier through DeGray area. Those guys have been doing pretty good. I was down through Chamberlain area this week. There was still birds, hanging in down there. They must have some open water even that far down below the dam.
Now you're all set up then this week for the youth hunt. Weather's going to be cold, but hopefully the birds will cooperate.
Yeah, there's a handful of us that have been putting a lot of miles on these last few days, kind of watching birds, trying to figure out where they're going and getting permission on lands and that type of stuff. We're kind of getting y'all geared up for that this weekend, and looks like it's, kids are going to have a good time no matter what. The guys helping out, they get a little stressed out at times that, they want to want to have as good a hunt as possible, but, I have to keep reminding them, hey, this is, it's a fun event for them. Birds are a bonus.
Well, Tim Withers, Game Fish and Parks out at the Goose Trailer north of Pier at Sheehan's. Thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.